Deconstructing the Coliseum, this is Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition. The heart is the center of reasoning. That is, the heart is your set of presuppositions. In other words, your deeply held religion or assuming ultimate authority, either yourself or another human or God. In the carnal world, Jesus in the flesh. And Greg L. Bonson addresses this in his book, Always Ready. This is on page 112. Quote, "It would be a mistake to imagine that Peter, in 1 Peter 3:15, is speaking of the heart as though it is our center of emotions over against the mind with which we think. In biblical terminology, the heart is the location of our reasoning, per Romans 1:21, meditation, per Psalm 19:14, understanding, per Proverbs 8:5, thinking, per Deuteronomy 7:17 and 8:5, and believing, per Romans 10:10. Do you understand that? The heart is not necessarily an emotion center, because the physical heart doesn't even have emotions. You might feel something in your heart area or your gut, but those emotions are a function of thinking. And when the Bible talks about the heart, the Bible is talking about the location of our reasoning, meditation, understanding, thinking, and believing. And you can look at that all in Greg Bonson's work, page 112. Again, the scripture references are there. And so understand that no argument can stand against how God has retained jurisdiction over the heart and mind. And it is the family government's duty owed to God, with the church government as the backup, to cultivate the heart and the mind.